I moved to Alta, Utah. The name, because I was a skiing fanatic, not necessarily Nordic, but just skiing. And, you know, I had the amazing fortune to hook up with a bunch of people that were, you know, we skied in the winter, but in the summer it was like, okay, let's run around in the mountains.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of those guys was Creighton King.
Oh, cool.
And Jared Higgins.
Oh, yes.
You know, and we hooked up together, and we had this little running crew that we, not only did we run together, but we, you know, we climbed technical routes and did a bunch of backcountry skiing that was, you know, well before its time up, you know, a lot of the, you know, extreme routes that people look at now, and we skied with ankle-high boots. So, you know, we had this just amazing little group of people that were just, I mean, I don't know what to say, we were just into the mountains, you know, we just were joyful and wanted to go out and do things, and it wasn't about getting accolades or anything, or, you know, getting selfies on Facebook or Instagram. It was just about, wow, this is so fun, we just were really into it. So, you know, and, you know, of course, Creighton's an amazing runner. He's a 2:17 marathoner, a sub-30 10K-er, and I was so fortunate to hook up with those guys that, you know, I was sort of like the stubby fat guy that I hooked up with.
I remember Creighton and Jared being pretty lanky from the times that I saw them.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, I still stay in touch with those guys. They're amazing people. You know, Creighton made the marathon trials for the Olympics one year, running like a 2:17 marathon.
Boy, oh boy!
So it was just like, wow, you know, these guys are actually real runners. But we had a lot of fun running around the mountains, and you know, and we looked at things like, you know, Richard Barnum Reese and the Bert Gussman and some of the races he was doing, the Wasatch Steeplechase, and just got involved in those. And
now, was the Wasatch Steeplechase one of Richard's races as well?
I don't remember, to be honest. I don't think so.
Okay. That was really one of the earliest, wasn't it?
It was, you know, and it was a pretty cool race, you know. I mean, I think Creighton's Tooth is still a really key point of that run, if they still do it. I think they do, occasionally.
I think it still goes. Hey, let me back you up a little bit. I've heard rumors about this, I want to almost say, wolf pack that Jared and Creighton had. Was that, I mean, so you're saying that was almost a little mountain subculture?
You know, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Creighton was the wolf boy.
Uh-huh.
And he was, you know, he was kind of shaggy and everything, but, you know, here was this sort of, I don't know what I'd call Creighton, kind of almost a guru-like figure of like, I'm running for the joy of it. I love running, and I love the mountains, and I don't need anyone to notice me.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah.
So it wasn't.
And he was a super talented runner.
So it wasn't. So, you know, I mean, what you're saying is it wasn't running for notoriety. It wasn't. I mean, it was just that's what they love to do, and they love to be up in the mountains.
Sure, but, you know, I think, you know, you look at his marathon times, I think Creighton won at least one Pikes Peak that I know of. You know, he had the creds to, as one of the best mountain runners of his time.
Yeah.
And you know, his specialty was going downhill at speeds that would make most of us just frightened.
Yeah.
He was a great downhill runner.
I remember when my business partner, Bryce Thatcher, told me about, you know, Bryce held that Pike or the.
So who is you, Bryce?
Yeah, you may know Bryce because he probably competed with him.
I do know Bryce, and you know that was one of those little comps that we had going at the time between Creighton and Bryce, and a guy I later hooked up with up here in Sun Valley did Bingham. Who could do the Grand Teton in the lowest amount of time?
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome. We had so much fun with that.
Did you go up and make an attempt on that?
I did. I did a number, and I realized I was basically out of my league, you know, given Creighton's times and then Bryce's times. We totally never understood how Bryce did what he did, but it was, you know, all credit to him. It was amazing. So.
Yeah, he told me a little bit about the downhill on that, the time he ran. I can't remember what it was. But
it must have been a golden day.
Yeah, he said it was just basically a free fall. Okay, sorry for the diversion, but I when you started talking about Creighton, I started to recall some chatter I heard somewhere about this, you know, this little pack, I guess, as you say, you know, that existed and really kind of lived to run in the summers anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, it was funny. It was like, you know, Wolf Boy, Jared was Dog Boy.
Oh, really?
I was the Land Shark.
What were you?
Land Shark.
The Land Shark?
Yeah, I knew. You know, it was, we had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, I'll bet you did. Okay. All right, so you've kind of got that going on, and you've heard at least of some of Richard Barnum Reese's races, and I believe that, you know, I don't know if probably by then Jam Cheney had given him Bear Gutsman, and then I guess he had that Park City to somewhere and back run. You still with me?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so you were going to tell me a little bit about just what was going on and how you came to decide, or what you'd heard about Wasatch and decided to give it a
sure,
shot.
Sure, yeah, you know, and we've been kind of involved in that, and you know, and I think also looking around and realizing that, hey, actually, we were not too bad as trail runners and mountain runners.
Yeah, not too bad.
And, you know, and we lived in this place that was magical up at Elta and had the most amazing place to train in the world. So, you know, we went to Pikes Peak a couple years, and you know, there was one year we had four of us in the top 10 round trip.
Goodness.
And you know, so it was a pretty strong group of us out there running every day. And you know, and of course when the Wasatch 100 started, you know, there was a year it started, and was it 1 year or 2 years? I can't remember. You know, we sort of looked and went, wow, that's pretty amazing. People run 100 miles? Are you kidding me? And you know, I started to get into it because I know I, in terms of running with Creighton and Yard, I was always the slowest runner, but had the ability to be fairly strong at the end, and I was like, okay, well, maybe this is something I can do better than these guys.
You know? Just outlast them.
Yeah, exactly. I certainly couldn't run a sub 30 10K, that's for damn sure.
Oh boy, that's quick.
Yeah. So, you know, I started making plans, you know, and I think the other talent I have is this ability to plan and organize, and you know, I just started looking at it, and I started looking at who ran 100 miles, you know, the probably the only one that had any history at the time was the, you know, the one in California, I'm having a brain fart here, you know, the one that goes over Squaw Valley. And
yeah, Western States, uh-huh.
Western States, yeah. Thank you. And you know, there were some pretty good runners there at the time, and, you know, I think year three we heard, oh, wow, this one of the top runners there is going to come out and try Wasatch. I'm like, ah, you know, the wolf pack. We're gonna see what we can do about this because, you know, we do know the Wasatch. And